Praise God. Praise God, my brothers, my sisters. Thank you for tuning in. It gives me great pleasure to have you listening in this channel. This channel is called Spirit and Life. And it just comes from John chapter 6, verse 63, where Jesus was telling his disciples that you know that the flesh counts for nothing, but the Spirit gives life. And the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. And one of the most important things that we see and that we learn from God's word is that his word is living, it's alive, it's active. And his words are not just English or mother tongue or depending on the language with which you're reading the Bible. But the words give life. They come alive because the word of God is God himself. Jesus is the word of God. And each time we have a true listen, a true concentration to hear the word of God, then we are able to receive that life, and life gets impacted in us, and we begin to live the word, and to our lives change. And the word of God, being a mirror, is able to, you know, to speak to us, to correct us, to direct us, to guide us, and to teach us the way of righteousness. Because as human beings, we cannot do it on our own ability and capacity. And so yesterday we started a series of teachings and on faith, the language of faith and what is faith, you know. And I'd really encourage you to look at that initial message and of course other messages on the channel. But even as you join today, I believe that the Lord is going to speak and is going to minister to you, and is going to reveal great more great inspirations about his word, and even about this message of faith, you know. And even as we start, I want us to pray, then we'll do a small recap, and then we'll be able to move into our message for the day. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father and Lord, I thank you, I honor your holy name, I glorify you, Lord. I thank you for the chance to sit at your feet, O God, to listen to your word, O God, and to be taught by you, O God, to be taught by your Spirit, O God. I submit myself to your leadership, to your lordship, and to your guidance, that, Lord, I may just be a vessel that you can use indeed to speak life into our generation and to speak life into the world and truth that is you. You are the way, the truth, and the life, O God. And I pray that you may bring life to every dead situation. You may bring life, you may bring hope to everyone that needs it, O God. You may bring faith to those that have lost it. And you may bring restoration in the name of Jesus. There are things that your children have seen, have held, have experienced, that are yet to manifest in the physical, O God. I pray by faith that they shall have a reward for that which they have hoped and trusted you for. Because, Father, you are a God that has never failed, and you won't start today. Your name be praised, your name be worshipped, and be exalted. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and believe. Amen. So we started looking at faith and what is faith. And we went to our definition of faith, which is from Hebrews chapter 11, and that's the chapter that we are studying. And it's basically, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Or rather, faith is, you know, is being confident or being sure of what we hope for, and you know, that certainty of the unseen. And we also looked at the amplified version that, you know, that gives us the more elaborate explanation, where it says that faith is, you know, is being certain, you know, is being sure, is having the complete assurance and conviction of things, you know, that are hoped for, any things that are divinely guaranteed. And what we focused on and what are the things that we learned yesterday is that this hope is not necessarily a desire, it's not necessarily wishful thinking or a positive mindset, but this is the holding on to God. It's the holding on to what God has spoken. It's the holding on to the words of God. It's to holding on to the revelations of God. It's to holding on to the things that God has divinely guaranteed. And that is the spiritual. You know, it is not the things that are temporary. Many times we might focus on our current situations, where we are academically, where we are financially, where we are spiritually. But faith looks at what God has spoken, and it's a form of vision, it's a form of sight that helps us to see that which may not be apparent to the physical eye. And what I said yesterday is that just because we cannot see it does not mean it is not there. By virtue that you cannot see it does not mean physically, you cannot hold it, does not mean that it is not there. There are things that God has blessed us with. I mean, he says in his word that we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in it. You know, God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing, that we are seated with him in heavenly places. We rule with Christ. Yes, you see yourself as a believer on earth, you know, suffering. But yet, when you see God's word, you see yourself seated with him in heavenly places, far above all rulers, all thrones, all authorities, all principalities. There is a place for faith, and we saw also that faith is a now action. It's not dwelling on the past. It is a present, continuous engagement. It's a reality. It's holding as a title deed, holding as a fact, believing in God. Not in our human effort, not in our academics or capacity, not in our wisdom, but believing in God. And so let us read Hebrews chapter 11, and we shall move on to verse 2. And it's from verse 1 to 6. Well, that's a portion that we'll be focusing on for now. It says, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. You know, this is what the elders, this is how the elders obtained a good report. I mean, for a different translation. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, he still speaks even though he is dead. Verse 5. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who honestly seek him. So, it's interesting when we look at verse 2, it says that this faith, this certainty, this assurance that we are looking at, this holding on to the unseen, holding on to the realm of God, holding on to the spiritual, this reality that the ancients, the heroes of faith, this is what the ancients were commended for. This is how the elders obtained a good report before the Lord. You know, you would ask yourself, of all the things that happened in history, of all the wars, you know, of all those who built great conquests, who built, you know, cities and who did so many accomplishments, there are very few that got a commendation from the Lord. There are many, yes, maybe who were skilled hunters, great musicians, strong men of war, powerful maybe in working out of magic or, you know, wonders in their time. There are many who maybe impressed kings. I mean, they had, you know, greatest fans and celebrants and people who celebrated them. But yet, when we come to the books of God, when we come to the Bible, when we come to the record of those that heaven recognized, we find there is a shift in what heaven recognized. And it is different from man's recommendations. It was different from men's applause. It is different from men's credit. You know, there is and there still remains a different accreditation, a different record. And the things we see, that which registers in heaven, is faith. That means that the language that speaks in heaven, the language that moves God, the actions that move God, the belief that please God, that give him pleasure, that give him great joy, is they that believe in him. And not only just believe in God, but act on their faith. And the reality is, all these heroes of faith that have been listed in Hebrews chapter 11 and more, because, I mean, at the end we see that it says there is no time to write about all this, about Gideon, about Barak, about Jephthah, you know, about so many others who, you know, who lost their children, who had their dead given back to them, who were slaughtered for the sake of faith. All this, we see that they acted on their faith. And actually, James chapter 2 puts it very well that, I mean, show me your faith and I will show you my actions, my faith with my actions. Faith without actions is dead. I mean, even the devils, even the demons believe in God. That's man's shadow. So faith, the sight that we're talking about, the belief in the supernatural, the belief in the things that God has divinely guaranteed, the belief in the things that God has spoken, the belief in the things that God will do and actually has already done, has already given, the things that God has already declared, the comprehension of that fact results in an action. And that action is what demonstrates and accompanies that believing, that faith. And so that's why I said it is not just merely a desire. It's not just merely positive thinking. It's not just merely in a passive behavior or state of mind. But it is a reality that results in that action of faith. And this is why we see that this is what the ancients were commended for. And who are these ancients? ancients refers to the elders. Ancients refers to those that went ahead of us in the walk of faith. From Noah, from Enoch, from Abel. You can imagine from the onset, God starts with the first record of the person who had faith. Actually, I would say Abel, but if you look at verse 3, it says, by faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command. So what is seen was not made out of what was visible. So we can see that the first demonstrator of faith was not even man, was God. Interesting. He translated and brought into being creation, the universe, the heavens. The Bible tells us in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So where was God? That's a big question. Where was God for him to create the heavens and the earth? We read in the word that heaven is his dwelling place and the earth is his footstool. You can imagine how great is God that he existed in himself. He existed as God. He is beyond everything created. And you see, this creation is not like an invention. You know, when you're inventing something, you use raw materials, you use readily available things. I mean, there is no invention on earth that can reach the level of God's creation. Why? Because they use God's materials. Now, God did not have a starting material, but he spoke his word. He just said, let there be light. And that which could not be seen came into being. God, our Father, is our demonstrator of what faith is, in that there are things that must be created. There are things that will come to you, not because you deserve them, not because you are worthy, not because you have been, you have your own righteousness. There are things that God creates because of your faith in him, your faith in his word, your faith in the God, the creator. There are testimonies of people without kidneys that by faith God gave new kidneys. There are those that have given birth without wombs because God creates. There are those that were crippled, broken legs, short legs, that the creative power of God brought that which was invisible, that which could not be seen, that which could not be done by human capacity, and translated it to be. So all this world that we have, be it the air, be it the sun, be it the moon, be it the stars, be it the earth, that came as a result of the word of God. And the same word of God can change them. That's why it says the heavens will be destroyed by fire. At the command of God, the heavens can disappear. That which you see men beat their chest, oh, I have so much gold. Oh, I have so much money. oh, I have this and this thousands of acres. To God, he says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Everything, everything, you, me, in fact, even the destroyer was created by God. They're like, even the devil, even demons, even the angels that are, you know, everything is a creation of God the Father. Is it not amazing? Is it not comforting to know that God exists? And that not only he exists, he loves you. He loves me. And he desires a relationship with us. The God that calls things that are not as if they were. And I want to challenge you to call, to see, to experience, to receive that which you cannot see with your own eyes, that which is not visible, and to receive it. Unless you have faith, there are things that you will never get from God. Not everything is normal. Let me assure you, let everything is normal. Many times we think that it is normal to even have a job. How many people with PhDs are tamaking? Some people think it is normal to get married. How many people have married and have not stayed in their marriages? Some people think it is normal to have children. How many have tried despite all medical interventions and have failed? Some people think it is normal to have children who do well. How many parents are in pain and crying that their children are lost? Some people think it is normal to breathe. How many people now are on life-saving machines, oxygen? It is God who sustains the universe. It is God who created it. It is God who created us. And he is the foundation. He is the first demonstrator of faith. And he gives us the template. What you cannot see becomes what you can see. What you cannot touch becomes what you can touch. But for this to become this, it is only through the eyes of God that that which you cannot see translates to that which you can see. And that comes from seeing what God has done. And you see, when Jesus encountered the storm, the waves, and he was sleeping in the boat, and the disciples came and told him, "Master, don't you care that we shall die?" And Jesus comes out and tells the wind, "Be still." And he asks his disciples, "Where is your faith, O ye of little faith?" The Creator. He is the Creator. He made the waters. He made the wind. He made the storms. And he stopped it. Go to Joshua. Joshua is in a war. And he realizes that unless God extends this time, they will not be able to complete the victory. And he looks at the sun and prays and says, "Oh sun, stand still." Nothing like this had been done before. But because he sees and he knows the person who made the sun, the moon, the earth, he knows who he is calling upon. He knows whose side he is fighting for. He knows whose victory this is for. He can ask that creator to ask the sun to stand still. And the sun stood still. He stopped time. Controlled the elements. Moses, when he gets to the Red Sea and the children of Israelites, and behind them the Egyptians are coming after them with their chariots wanting to destroy them. And he cries out to God, "God, make a way." And God tells him, "Why are you crying out to me? I already gave you the power. Stretch forth your staff over the Red Sea." And the waters parted. The waters parted. And they walked on dry ground. And when the Egyptians tried to, they were swallowed because they did not. They were not to go through. They lacked the faith. It was for the Israelites. God made an escape route for them. I don't know what elements or what aspects of creation that need changing for you. Elisha was called by the men of Jericho, and they told him that this land is good, but the water is bad. And he takes a bowl of salt and pours it in the water and prays and declares that the water shall be healed, and it is healed. What can I speak of Elijah? Elijah told King Ahab, "Until by my word there shall be no rain on the earth." That's a prophet. And for sure there was no rain. But the Bible tells us Elijah prayed that there would be no rain. And it did not rain for 3.5 years. And then after the great victory against the prophets of Baal, he prayed again. And there was rain. What am I just trying to say? I'm trying to say that there are things in your life that need changing. If you can see God, if you can experience God, if you can have a relationship with Him, if you can put your faith in Him, into the God that changes the invisible to the visible, the God who created the earth, the God who is a creator, who has not stopped creating. Maybe you've lost a baby. Maybe you've lost a spouse. Maybe you've lost a job. There is a God who creates. Faith of God the Creator. And this God, when you put your trust in Him, He is able to do that which He says He will do, and He can do it for you. Trust Him, ask Him, count on Him, obey Him, believe Him, and see what he shall do for you. Are you in a place where you need that situation to change? Do you feel like nothing good comes out of your family? Nothing good comes out of the place where you are? Your land is not fertile. You can speak like your Father God. And you can see like your Father God. And you can transform that which cannot be seen to become that which can see. You are responsible for the world around you that you see. The power rests in you putting your faith in God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father and Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the opportunity to speak of your doing, O God. God, you are the God of the impossible, the God that translates that which cannot be seen to be that which can be seen. And I thank you for my listener. I thank you that you shall open their eyes, raise their faith, give them that belief, that hope, to know that nothing is impossible with you, O God. And there is no situation that you cannot turn around. There is no dead situation that you cannot raise. There is no one who is too lost in sin that you cannot restore, O God, and forgive. There is none who is too broken that you cannot heal again. There is none who is too rejected that you do not love. A broken and a contrite heart you do not despise. And I pray for creation. I pray for creative miracles, O God. I pray for life. I pray that you may bring new things and heard of things. Things that are lost to be and to come back to life, O God. You know the needs of your people. May you meet them, O God. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray and believe. Amen. My brother, my sister, God bless you. As I say, this is a series on faith. Join me again, and we shall carry on. God bless you.